The Sculptor of Sanity. Quote, "Our sanity is sculpted by what we do all day." Close quote. Somebody once said that. Actually, I just said that, but the moment it popped into my mind and raced through my fingers onto the computer keys, it felt right. What we do all day imprints templates that pretty much govern who we are. The quote could just as easily have been, "Our insanity is sculpted by what we do all day." Either way, I suppose I am what I do. I am what I act out, no matter what lofty things I claim to be. So, looking around me at what I do all day must mean that I am, 1, a writer of words, 2, seller of fond memories, 3, accumulator of wonderful old relics, 4, teller of stories, 5, evangelist of the joy of collecting, 6, editor of others' works, 7, hopelessly subjective romantic, 8, scruffy-looking geezer, 9, totally out of touch with most other folks' realities. Maybe there's nothing special about me, metaphorically speaking. Maybe I'm your own personal metaphor. You, too, sculpt your own sanity each day. If what you do all day is eating your soul away, despair not. There are alternatives. For instance, if you're stuck in a soul-evaporating daily situation, you can, 1, change it, get the heck out of Dodge, or, 2, make what you're stuck doing all day a game of humor and pleasure and satisfaction. Create your own virtual mythology and make people wonder why you're grinning to yourself despite your deplorable situation. Habit is a powerful cement, but it can be busted and reformed. What's really hard, but doable, is to decide you're going to reform, re-sculpt your situation. Despair can be fun. It's just a matter of how you deal with it. Go on, try it. Become your own sculptor, your own sculpture. I didn't say it would be easy, did I?